Kerbo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Megillah daf Dalet. And we're here at the bottom of Gimel and Beis. We had a bunch of statements by Rabbi Shimon Levi. And one of them starts four lines up. Rabbi Shimon Levi, krach shechara v'lub sof yashav nidon kikrach. Again, if you remember, we were talking about walled cities. If they had a wall, they had a sarabat lanim, 10 people learning there. So he said, Rabbi Shimon Levi says that a walled city that was destroyed and then was resettled is considered a walled city. And obviously that would make sense because that applies to Yerushalayim. But okay, either way, the Gemara says, first of all, my charev, what do you mean that it was destroyed? Ile b'charev v'chomosav. So if you're talking that the walls were destroyed, so yashav in lo yashav lo. Well, obviously, right, if you look at Rashi, shechazer v'hukav, if you put the walls back up, then it's a walled city. If not, then it's not. So the Gemara says, "V'atanya." One second, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar, meaning but that's not true. Meaning it's not dependent on whether you put the walls back up, because the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar, Bar Yosi Omer, Asher Lo Choma, Aval Pisha in Lo Achshav. Right, that the Pazuk says that even though that there is no wall now, right, that still has a status. I think that pasuk is by Bati Arichoma, if I'm not mistaken, but applies as well to Megillah as well. As long as there was a wall beforehand, it's still judged to be a walled city. So you can't mean that the walls were destroyed and then they were rebuilt. My charev, it means shecharev me'asarabat lanim. The case is where the city had 10 people learning in it, and then it didn't, and then they reestablished the kolal, so then it regains its status as a walled city. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Lod ve'ono ve'geah harashim, all those three cities, Mekavos Chom and Miyos B'Shua Ben-Nun, those account, right, they are Mekavos Chom and Miyos Ben-Nun. Rashi says that they're from the cities of Binyamin. Okay, fine. I v'hani knew Yehoshua Ben-Nunhu, but did Yehoshua really build these cities? Va'alpal banan hever. The pasuk says that Alpal built them. Tichtiv uvnei Alpal avar umisham v'shamar hu banan esonov eslo v'hu benoseh. Right, so again, meaning obviously that's not all of them, right? It doesn't mention Geah Harashim, but obviously about those two cities, right, that seems to be that Alpal built them. So the Gemara says, well, v'latamecho, according to that, right, what did he change that to? That's, where is that Aleph over there in my Gemara? Fine. Meaning Asa bananu. That really it was Asa who built it, not Alpal, because the pasuk says Divrei Yamin. But even Asa Zarei Habtziros Asher LiYehuda. That's not exactly what it says. That pasuk should read Arei Mitzura BiYehuda. But either way, right? And then he built those cities. Right? The pasuk says that he built those cities. So I'm Rabbi Elazar. How did it become Chomer? You must be Yeshua ben Nun. Really, they were walled cities from back in the day, from Yeshua's time. And Chorav made Pelegish Begiva, right? They were destroyed in the times of Pelegish Begiva, right? The big civil war, as we already pointed out, those are cities in the Shevet of Binyamin's land. Also Alpal Banani, and Alpal came and rebuilt them. And Hadar Impal, then they fell again. And Asa Ashabtinu, and then Asa came and did, as they call it, Israel Shibutim, right? He spitzed up the walls and he refortified the walls. Dekanami, and that makes a lot of sense in the language, because the pasuk says, Vayomer LeYehuda Nivneet Ha'arim Ha'ile. He said, let us build these cities. Mechlal, implying that the Arim Havu Meikara, implying that they were already cities and they had to rebuild them. So therefore, Shema Mina. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Shimon Levi says a famous line: "Nashim chayav mikra Megillah, she'af hein hayu be'osoneis." Women are chayavos in the Megillah because they were included. Certainly, obviously, a main crucial factor in the miracle is what to say over here. But again, since it's Daf Yomi Shir, we'll just point out Tosus on the page. Right, Tosus point seems to imply over here that from the language of the Gemara, it seems to imply that women can be motzi men. He says it's also mashma of that from the Gemara Nerechin. Right, again, obviously, brings a kasha on it. Obviously, nowadays we definitely do not do that because of tznius issues and other reasons. But either way. But that's the women are obviously chayav for the Megillah, right? Everybody, I'm sure, is familiar, right? All even women come to shul to hear the Megillah, and very makbid to have women's kriyas, etc., right? That's certainly a chayav in this mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Levi says Purim shechalios b'Shabbos sholem midarshim b'nyanu shayom. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, so we learn the halachos of Purim on that day. The Gemara says, "My area Purim." Well, the Gemara says, "Well, yeah, no kidding. Why is Purim special? For the Yontif Nami, any Yontif that falls out on Shabbos, you learn the halachos of the day. The Tanya is learned in the Braisa. Moshe Tikkun on the Yisrael, Shiyu Sholem Midarshim b'nyanu shayom." Moshe was mitaken many things. One of them was that we should learn the halachos of the day, right, on the day, right? It's not for no reason that we have drushes on Purim, Pesach, etc. about Purim and Pesach, right? We're not going to start talking about Tisha B'Av or whatever, right, on these holidays, right? Halachos Pesach for Pesach, halachos Atzeres Atzeres, halachos Chag B'Chag, right? We have to learn the halachos. So what do you mean? If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we learn the halachos. Obviously, you learn the halachos of Purim on Purim. So Gemara says, no, Purim it's Tzrichalei. No, you need to tell me that you learn the halachos on Purim because Ma'od Tema the Nigzor Mishum De Rabba. We're not going to get to it today, I don't think, but the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, right, the Gzeira De Rabba, that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so you might have thought that the Gzeira of Rabba, that would extend to learning the halachos because you may end up carrying Dalet Amud and Rishus Rabim. So Kamash Malan, therefore, has to teach us that no, we still do, in fact, learn about the halachos of Purim if it falls out on Pesach. Rabbi Rishum and Levi, Rabbi Rishum and Levi says further, Chayv Adam Likusus Megillah Balayla Ulashnosa Bayom. A person has to read the Megillah at night, and lishnosa bayom. What does that mean? The word lishnosa. We'll see in a second. There's a discussion. Shinabra's pasuk says elokai ekroy umam velo sane velayla velo dumyuli. Pasuk that is subject to a lot of Purim Torah when it comes around to not Purim Torah as like jokes, but like Torah about Purim on Purim. Right. A lot of the drushes talk about this pasuk. It's not a happy pasuk at all. Right. This pasuk teaches me that we're chayav to read the Megillah twice. Right. I call out to you, got it during the day. You don't answer. Right. And at night, and there's no relief. Right, well, that's a very sad pasuk. Why would that mean that I have to read? Okay, fine, either way. That's the pasuk he quotes. So, Savar Minei, they thought originally that what he meant was, L'mikrei v'layla u'l'misne masnisin di da b'yomama. That he meant to read it, Rabbi Shimon Levi meant to read the Megillah at night, and then learn the Mishnayos, learn the Halachos, right, during the day. So, Amalu Rabbi Yirmiyah then clarified, L'didimi farshali minei de Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba explained to me that, no, kikot da'ami inshi, over parsharsa da v'atznei. It's meaning what he meant was, like a person says, I'll go over this parsha and review it. What he meant was, no, you read the Megillah once at night, and then you repeat it, you read it again the following morning. Idmar nami, amar bichalba, amar ula bira. It was also said, chayv adam lakosa, likros is a Megillah, ba'layla, l'shon s'vayam, sh'nemar, l'mayn z'mer, chobob l'idam, sh'am l'kay, l'mudeka. And again, he quotes a different pasuk, obviously a much more upbeat pasuk, that we should sing the praises for Hashem, of Hashem. Hashem is my God, I will always praise him. Okay, right, that's obviously a much more upbeat pasuk, and there's definitely what to say on those sources. Why does one choose a sadder pasuk as opposed to that? Okay, fine, Purim time, let's look at the Sfarim, that's what they talk about that. Elashe Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. Again, we talked about this concept of the Yom HaKnisa, that the villages can go back and read it on either Monday or Thursday. So, Rabbi Chanina, what's the deal? What's the rationale for this gzeira? So, Chachamim Mekilu ala Kfarim, this Magdim Liyom HaKnisa. The Chachamim were Mekil, were lenient for the villages that they can go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Kadesh Yispiku Maim Mazum Lachayim Shemekarachim, so that they will be able to provide food for the people, their brothers, in the walled cities. So the Gemara just points out astutely from that language, from that phraseology, Lameimra de Takanta de Karachim Havu. That seems to imply that the whole takana that the villages can read on the Yom HaKnisa is for the big cities. Right, as Rashi says, k'deshi yispeku, in order that they should be able to bring food, mashma implies, k'deshi yu pnuyim liyom asimcha, that the villagers should be available on Purim, right, to be able to bring food, and that the walled cities should have food. Problem with that is, that's not what we learn in the Mishnah. Chalios b'sheni, well, if that's true, that we always want to free up the villagers, right, well, we learned in the Mishnah that if Purim falls on Monday, so then Kfar Bayar is Gedol and Kfar Babayom, right, the villagers and the big cities read on Monday, while Vim Isab, and if you really need the villagers to be free, so Ligdam Liyom HaKnisa. So you got to push them back to the previous Yom HaKnisa, so they're free on Purim. So Kumar says you can't do that, because Avalu HaSara Lo Tekin Rabbanan. Well, that, do the math, right, from Monday to Thursday, is going to bring back to the 10th, right? We said you can't read the Megillah on the 10th. That's too early. Okay, but Toshma, I'll bring you proof of another Mishnah, from our Mishnah, from another part of our Mishnah. Chalios b'chamishi, Purim fell out on Thursday, so then Kfar Bayom is Gedol is Karim Babayom, then everybody reads, but everybody, the villages and the big cities read on Thursday. Vim Yisad, if you're telling me that you need to have the villagers free up to bring food for the big cities, so the Kamil Likadmu Liyom HaKnisa Da'acharasarhu. Well, move it back to Monday, and then, you know, then that's still the 11th, which is within the five-day framework that the Mishnah pointed out. So Gemara says, Miyom HaKnisa Lo HaKnisa Lo Dechinan. For some reason, we have a concept that we have a rule that you don't go from one Yom HaKnisa to the next. The Gemara finally brings in another kasha. It says, Toshma, one second, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amosai. First off, we quoted Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we have this whole 11th, 12th, 13th takana? That's only if the villagers go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday. But if they don't, So then, in Kardo Sael Bismana. Then they only read it on Purim proper. But if you are telling me that the whole institution of this 11th, 12th, and 13th is for the benefit of the walls of the cities, so the city is going to lose out because the villagers don't necessarily go in on the Yom HaKnisa. So Gemara says, no, you're right. Just phrase it differently. That no, the takana is not for the people in the big cities; it's for the villagers, so that they don't have to go back into the big cities twice to go back and hear the Megillah. Okay, fine. Excuse me. Kaitz Chaliyos B'Sheni B'Shabbes Kfarim Ve'Eres Gadol L'Kfarim Ba'Bayom. Okay, this Gemara says just points out very interesting. Astute, that was a quote from the Mishnah. The Gemara points out very astutely, Maishna Resha Denakat Sidura de Yarcha, Maishna Seifa Denakat Sidura de Yome. Right, the beginning of the Mishnah said, we have 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Then the Mishnah said, all right, how do we roll? If Purim fell on Sunday, well, why didn't it tell me if Purim fell on, right, why do we switch all of a sudden to the days of the week? Right, you were telling me you can read it on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. You're talking about the dates on a monthly calendar. Then you already flipped. Talk about the days of the week. So Kumar says, because I did the metafchile nugget sidura diyomi. Because you could get confused. Because if you would have started, right, if you would have started the days of the week according to the order of the month that you could read the Megillah on. So what's the scenario where you could read the Megillah on the 11th? Like, let's say like we stuck with the original order, 11th, 12th, 13th. So now we have to explain the case where you can read it on the 11th instead of starting on Monday, as we did. So if you start on the... Well, how do you read the Megillah on the 11th? Well, that's if Purim falls out on Sunday. So you might get confused because if you're telling me that you have to read on Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday, so when is that? Which Thursday is that? If you're telling me the Purim is Sunday, now you have to go back to Thursday, right? And then you're going to change it, and you're going to say, then you can if we read it on the 12th, so then the only way you read it on the 12th is that if Purim falls out on Wednesday, then you read it on Monday. Or if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then you read it on Thursday, right? It's all out of whack, right? You're going to get confused between the days of the week, so therefore it kept it simple. And started by illustrating the days of the week instead of starting with the month and then saying, well, you have to go from Sunday to Thursday and then Wednesday to Monday. And it would just create confusion. You wouldn't know which Sunday, which Monday, which Thursday, what day is going over, what's going on around over here. So since you couldn't get confused, right, they wanted to make sure it was self-explanatory. Okay, Chalios Erev Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah had said, if it fell out on Erev Shabbos, if Purim fell on Erev Shabbos, So the Mishnah had said that the regular cities and the walled cities read on Friday. They, both of them read on Friday. Right? Obviously, the villagers go back to Thursday, but both the walled cities and the regular cities read on Friday if Purim fell down on Friday, because right, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. So for the walled cities, move back to Friday, they read it with the regular cities. The Gemara says, Masnisa Mani, whose Shita is this Mishnah? E Rebbe Yossi. So the Gemara it doesn't always do this, but usually it says not like anybody. But here it says it can be either Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. My Rebbe, what's Rebbe Shita? Titanya, like we learned in the Braisa. If Chalios Be'erev Shabbos, if Purim fell out on Friday, then Kfarim Ve'Yeres Gedolos Makdim Yom HaKnisa. The villagers and the big cities go back to Yom HaKnisa, go back to Thursday. Ubekofin Choma Korin Bobiyom, and the walled cities read on Friday. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, and this is like our Mishnah, Omer Ani, I say, Lo Yitcho Yaros Bim Koma. The big cities should not move from their normal day, right? 14th is Friday. Why shouldn't they read on Purim? Ela Elu Ve'elu Korin Bobiyom. Rather, the big cities and the walled cities read on the 14th, and that, in fact, is our Mishnah. My time to Tanakama. What's the Tanakama's logic that he would move the big cities back to Thursday and have the walled cities read on Friday? Tichtiv, because the pasuk says b'chol shana v'shana, that you have to do the same thing, keep the same Purim every single year. Now, but what does that mean? Ma'kol shana v'shana ayiros kodem in the mukafin, just like every year the regular cities are before the walled cities. So afkat so do here ayiros kodem in the mukafin. We're going to move the big cities back so that they are before the walled cities. Ah, v'ema b'chol shana v'shana. But why don't you tell me that every year means ma'kol shana v'shana any dach and ayiros b'mkoman? Just like every year, we don't move the regular big cities back a day, right? So too, now we shouldn't move the regular big cities back a day. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, okay, but Shani Hakad Alefshar. But according to that, it's impossible, because you need to have the regular cities before the walled cities, according to Tanakama. So therefore, Enechanami, you're stuck and you have to move the big cities. Rabbi, by time, when what's Rabbi's logic? That you read read the Megillah on Friday for the regular cities and the big cities. So he also quotes B'chol Shana B'Shana, but he learns the opposite. B'chol Shana B'Shana ain ayaros nidachim yim koman. Afkan lo yidchu ayaros yim koman. Just like every single year, we never move the regular cities from their day of the 14th. So too over here, we're not going to move the regular cities. I've the opposite question now. Why don't you learn like the Tanakhama did, that B'chol Shana V'Shana means that every single year the big cities are before the walled cities, and therefore you have to move them back to Thursday? Well, Shani Yachadul Efshar, Rebbe says, well, it's impossible because you're not allowed to move the regular cities, so they're going to have to read on the same day as the walled cities. So that's how the Mishnah could be like Rabbi. My Rabbi Yossi, how could the Mishnah be like Rabbi Yossi? The tiny like one, the Rabbi Yossi, Chal Yos Barav Shabbos, Mukofen Mukfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. This Braisa says, the Tanakhama says, that the walled cities and their villages go back to the Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday. Vayaros, Gedolos, Karim Bo Bayom, and the regular cities read on Friday. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? In Mukofen Komin Layaros. You never have the walled cities read the Megillah before the regular cities. Ela Elu Ve'elu Karim Bo Bayom. Rather, both of them read on Friday. That's exactly what our Mishnah had said. My Tanya Tanakhama, what's the reason? And that's actually how it fell out last year, if I'm not mistaken, that it was on Friday and with Purim Meshulash, etc. All right, anyway, my time in Tanakhama, what's the reason for the Tanakhama who says that you move the walled cities to Thursday? Dichtiv, as you might expect, the same drasha, B'chol Shana V'Shana, says every year you have to do Purim the same way. Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ayeros, Barabas, or Uzmano Shozeh, Lo Shmano Shozeh. Just like every single year, the regular cities read on the 14th, and they can't read on the same day, right? They have to read on different days. So, Afkana, Yeros, Barabas, or Uzmano Shozeh, Lo Shmano Shozeh. Well, so too this year, if Purim is Friday, the regular cities read on Friday, and you can't have the walled cities reading on the same day, so therefore they got to move to Thursday. Why don't you learn the opposite, Russia? That Makol Shana V'Shana in Bukofen Kodmin the Yaros, just like every single year the walled cities are never before the regular cities. Zafkan in Bukofen Kodmin the Yaros. So maybe so too, over here, that the walled cities should not be before the regular cities. It says, you're right, Shani HaKadol Efshar. Well, it's just not possible because you can't have them, right, reading on the same day. Okay, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's logic? So again, similar logic to Rebbe, as we said before. He learns that the Pasuk of B'chol Shana V'Shana means that Ma'akol Shana V'Shana in Mukafin Kodim Nayaros. Just like you can't have the walled cities before the regular cities in a regular year, Zafkan in Mukafin Kodim Nayaros, so too here you can't move the walled cities to be before the regular cities. Why don't you learn, Rabbi Yossi, that just like every single year, you can't have the walled cities and the regular cities reading on the same day. Therefore, over here in this case, you also can't have them both reading on Friday. Okay, so Shani Achad, Dolo Efshar. It's simply impossible because of the Gzeira that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So therefore, you've got to move the walled cities to Friday, and they're going to end up reading on the same day, according to Rabbi Yossi. I have a Savar Rebbe, Ayaros Lodachina, and the Yom HaKnisa. One second. Rebbe holds that you can't move the regular cities, the big cities, to the Yom HaKnisa. Vatanya, didn't we learn that in the Mishnah? Which really should be the Mishnah, right? Or a Braisa. Okay, it's a Braisa. The Chalios B'Shabbos, if Purim fell out on Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa, the villages obviously go back to Thursday. Vayaros Gedolos, Korib Erev Shabbos, and the regular cities read on Friday. Vakavas Chomel Machar, and the walled cities obviously read on Sunday, that's their normal day. And Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, I say, that Hovin in Choyaros Ben Koma, Yidchul Yom HaKnisa. Since we're moving the regular cities to a day, you might as well move them to Thursday. So you see that Rebbe says you can move the regular cities from their normal day. So Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, well, that case is not comparable, because Hasam Sivanim Shavazi. One second, in that price you just quoted me, the regular time to read, the normal, the proper time to read the Megillah for those cities is on Shabbos. So therefore, Hol V'Nidchu Yidchu. So once you're moving it anyway, you might as well move it back to the Yom HaKnisa. But V'Hacha, in our case, what's the case? Purim fell out on Friday. Zman on Erev Shabbos. And you can read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. You can read it on Friday. So therefore, you can't move the regular cities from their given day. Come on, Azlahad Amar Rabbi Chalbo Amar Avuna. Whose Shita is that Rabbi Chalbo in the name of you? Rav Huna, who says that Purim Shechalio is b'Shabbos, if Purim fell out on Shabbos, Hakol Nidachin Yom HaKnisa, then everything gets moved back to Thursday. The Gemara says, one second, Hakol Nidachin, everything gets moved back to Thursday? V'yikim Kofin De'avdi B'machar, one second, the walled cities will read on Sunday. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela Kol HaNidcha Yidcha Yom HaKnisa. What he meant to say was that according to Rav Huna, anything that moves off of Shabbos is going to move back to Thursday? Come on, Karevi, that's like Rebbe's Shita. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go weiter in the Hinnah Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.